Blog Talk God Radio.
Never fail. Oh God, never fail. He abides in me. He gives me victory. God never fails. So keep the faith and never cease to pray. Just walk upright. Call him morning, noon, day, or night. He be there. There's no need to worry, 'cause God never fails. Oh, God never fails. Oh, first giving honor to God, thank God for another day that he woke me up to see the first Thursday in the month of October. And I thank God for this opportunity and chance to be able to bring forth the word of God. I thank God for my chief apostle, Dr. Mary L. Osbury, the pastor and founder of Sunshine International Faith Ministry. Thank God for her. Thank God for giving me a chance to come on the line to bring, thus said the Lord. I thank God today for everyone that has tuned in to hear what God wants to say to you today. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Just for a few minutes, I won't be with you long, for just one word. Knocking at your door. Persistence. How can you become persistent? Let me read what the word of God is saying in Psalm 62. Once God has spoken, twice I have heard this. Oftentimes we are so persistent and doing things our way. But God wants us to be persistent and doing the work for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I am determined to do what the Master is saying. And when God has a message for you, he is persistent. So many times we want to do things our way, but we need to be persisting in doing what God wants us to do. God is speaking to someone on this line today that you can expect him to keep showing up. You can expect him to keep showing up. But don't go your way. Go God's way. In the book of Samuel, when he was at the temple, First Samuel, the 3rd chapter, when the 2 travelers was on the road to Damascus. Luke, the 24th chapter, said the woman Jesus met at the Samaritan's well in John 4. Then you find that the prophet Jonah running away from the Lord's initial instruction. Oftentimes, you run away from what God wants us to do because we wonder why things ain't happening the way they are. It's because we want to do it our way. But if you do it God's way, that everything will be all right. I don't know about you, but if you keep communicating until people recognize who he is and what he's saying, as you seek to hear the voice of Jesus moving your relationships matters. Jobs that's not right, that God want to direct you to something better. Well, what persistent are you today when God speaks to you on this line, and by the Holy Spirit within you, you are confined by any means forth without, that there is a lookout for his direction in your life. The Holy Spirit works on the inside. The Holy Spirit is at work in your heart right now. If you follow God's way right now, he will release something special in your life. Revelation, the 3rd chapter said, the 20th verse, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone will hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him or her and will dine with him or her and he with me. God wants you to speak and hear what God wants you to do. He speaks in dreams and visions of the night. He whispered in your ear and tell you the warning signs of this life. He makes you to know the difference between right or wrong. But we have a hard head sometimes. It's just like a brick. We want to bounce a biscuit against that wall, and you still will do what you want to do. He protects you, but can you be protected now? God is saying it's time now to be persistent of him. Forget about the past. Forget about what you used to do that you don't do no more. Forget about that job you lost. Forget about that wife that gone on and left you. Forget about that husband that have left you, but come to Jesus today and know that he's able today to keep you from falling. God is working it out for you today. You got the victory today. Even when the storms of life is raging, you have the victory today. We are nothing if not capable of missing his sign. We don't always have our attention up. We are not always in listening mode. We are not listening sometimes. He is well acquainted with you. He knows. And we don't always get good reception depending on where we're located or where our head is. But we can keep growing in the Lord. He is speaking to you today. Be persistent. Be eager to do the work for God. One person, two persons in the church can do it all. It takes all of everybody to work in unity. And God is speaking right now to someone over and over again. The Lord lead us through his word, through feeling. The Lord hears you right now. To be eager with God, to know that he wants you to do more and more for him. Moses led the sheep in the middle of the desert. Daniel was in the lion's den. Jonah was in the fish belly. Haggai was in a dry wilderness. Gideon was crushed wheat underneath an oak tree. Mary and Martha grieved the loss of their brother Lazarus. God speaks through difficult circumstances. God speaks to difficult circumstances. Have you got any of these difficult circumstances in your life? Are you in a troubled marriage today? Are you uneasy because you are single, but you are never alone? Because God is with you. He will comfort you. He will be your companion. Working a job that you hate, or perhaps working just to find ends meet because you have so many bills that you got to pay, so you must work and pay them. Dealing with the consequences of a bad decision or sinful indulgence. Dealing with a bad decision or sinful indulgence. Traveling with a medical job test. that arose your doctor's suspicion. And you're figuring out how to pay first of the month bills and fix the clutch that just went out on your car. Coming to terms with a teenager or someone that is pregnant, your daughter. Don't think of this as a bad luck. Don't consider yourself off guard. Radar. With no need to be watching and listen for him. Until things improve, don't waste these stressful moments of your life by wishing you were anywhere else, doing anything else, but having to endure, to endure the mess right now. We know that God calls all things to work together for good to those that love the Lord, who love God, to those who are called to his purpose. How many times have you been sitting in a worship service or Sunday school class and you don't help in the lesson? How many times have you just sit there? God don't want us to sit. He want us to be anxious to work and work out your soul salvation. God don't want us just not to do for him. Plug into a local church and be intentional about determining how your gift can suit the needs of the body. Pinpoint a godly mentor whose life reflects a rich relationship with God and can serve as a wise counsel for you. You can be persistent today. You can move and hear and speak for God. Because time is winding up. And I don't know about you, but I am determined to live for God. I am determined to hear what God wants me to do. I cannot sit down on what God has in store for me. I have to, not no maybe, because one day I want to see him face to face. I don't know how your life is, but I know for me and my house, my body, mind, and soul, going to serve the Lord until I die. I don't know what Jesus is done for you right now. Maybe he's not doing nothing for you, but I know that my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest thing, but wholly laid it on Jesus' name. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest thing, but I'm only leaning up on Jesus' name. I'm so glad he hasn't failed me yet. Jesus, my God, he never fail you. He never forsake you. He will never leave you alone. Lift up your head, all ye gates, and be lifted up, the everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. I'm so glad that he lifted me. He looked me y'all my fault and saw my knees. I'm so glad that he picked me up and turned me around. I'm so glad he put me into his hands. I'm so glad, so glad, so glad. Through all that I've been through, he has kept me. Hallelujah. I don't know about you today, but God loves me. Yes, he does. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I'm so glad he looked me all my faults and saw my knees. What a mighty God we serve. There is no secret what God can do. What he done for others, he do for you. And those that's on this line right now, open your minds today. Open your minds today and hear the voice of Jesus. Hear what God got to say to you. Because God is good and is worthy to be praised. And I thank God today that he looked beyond all that I've done. And he's a forgiving God. He says, if you confess that sin, that he is just as faithful to forgive you of that sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. I'm so glad today, so glad that he will never fail me. Time to work for God. You're not working for the pastor, but you're doing the glory of God. work out your soul salvation. Bring souls into the kingdom. You know who you are. That have not witnessed it, has not talked to your family members or friends or invite them to church. Tell them that the feast of the Lord is going on at sunshine. Spirit-filled, anointed church by God. Not our will be done. Be persistent. Be persistent. Be persistent. And wake up. Because soon and very soon, will you be ready when he comes? When he cracked the sky, and when you cannot open your eyes anymore and move out of that bed, who do you love today? It's more to be consistent to know that God loves you today, to know that no matter what you went through, that God loves you in spite of it all. He said, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. It's time now, time now, time now, time now, time now, to get right with God. All of these tornadoes and things going on, Florida has lost a lot and everything, and we are blessed on this side of town to know that it could have been us. It could have been us. But God sees that we're trying to make another step. But when we get hard-headed, that storm can come right on over here on the East Coast and give us the same thing. Will you be ready? You can't take all that you got in your house on your back. Time now. 42 people is dead. 42. If it was over here, it could have been us. But nevertheless, Jesus is the lover of my soul. He never failed me yet. He never failed me yet. Jesus Christ never failed me yet. I want the world to know that Jesus loved me so. Jesus Christ never failed me yet. I'd like to thank my chief apostle, Dr. Mary Osberry. Thank each one that is on this line to know that you can be persistent to do the work of the Lord. Start today. Peace I leave unto you. $0 fine.